touchy, doesn't have a sense of humor.
I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
sensitive, upset.
If he's a bad temper all the time, he...
Sensitive, I don't
know. In a burning building with many people, someone might say, keep, and we'll get out all right.
Calm.
If you've been working pretty hard, you say you are very...
Tired.
If you're very, very tired, you say you're all...
Exhausted. Worn out.
Say I'm completely...
Completely worn out.
If you came home early from school, you say he came home early from school because he... Maybe he was feeling bad. He
felt bad or felt sick.
Or he was looking fine yesterday. When was it that he
became ill?
But she'll be up again by
tomorrow.
If he has a cold today and it started last Sunday, you'd say last Sunday he blank cold.
Caught.
If the cold affected his voice, he is.
He's hoarse.
If you feel like you have to go to sleep, you might be feeling a little.
Tired.
Or a little.
Sleepy.
Or if you're really tired and you just feel like you can barely wander into your bed, you'd say I'm feeling
exhausted.
Or if you took a sleeping pill, it might make you feel
drowsy.
At 6 o'clock I'll
go to bed.
And at 6 o'clock in the morning I'll
get up.
He's still sleeping, better go.
Wake him.
The patient might answer, I some yesterday.
Slept.
And I'll
sleep tomorrow.
And then the patient might say, I this pill yesterday.
Took.
And I'll
take.
And he might say, last week I
took. Or had taken.
If you can't hear anything at all, you might say you're stone
deaf.
You've been working hard and you take off your shirt and say, look how I
sweat.
You might say yesterday in the hot sun
I worked.
Or you might say you might say he a lot in the hot sun.
He sweats a lot.
Or he had
sweated.
What you call a lump? Maybe a discharging sore that would come to a head.
Pimple.
And a large one would be a
a cyst.